actually seek out people to do remixes, or had that kind of been happening and then you decided to put some together?
Yeah, it's more just the kind of the culture that we exist in is very much one where we've got a lot of friends that are producers and quite prolific kind of remixes and things like that, so it's kind of inevitable that our music, that they, people end up asking if they can perform music, and then obviously a lot of them are people whose music we really like for example Caribou or Todd Edwards, or in fact virtually all the people on this new EP or that we're basically friends with, and we one or other of us in the band is a kind of big fan of their music, so that's how they come about really. It's got nothing to do with record labels or anything like that, it's more just like a friendly thing.
Right. So what's it like when you hear somebody else's take on your song? I mean, is it inspiring, or do you ever go, oh yeah, I wish we'd thought of that, or?
It all depends, really. I mean, not usually, you don't usually feel, or I don't usually feel like, I wish we'd done it like that. It's more just like, that's a really interesting original take on the original song. Like, the Carl Craig remix of One Life Stand is obviously different from what we're trying to achieve with the actual song itself, but in itself it works.
If that's just kind of how you all write, or if there's an actual intention going in there to take these electronic instruments but then use them to create music that's really emotional and meaningful.
I think the best way to explain it is just the combination of Joe and Alexis, really, because Alexis is quite a... Not a straightforward kind of songwriter, but he basically writes songs that are quite emotional and quite direct. And but that's where that kind of part of Hot Chip comes from. And then Joe is much more of a kind of juicer, studio geek kind of guy that wants to get behind the desk and kind of fiddle around with funny electronic sounds. So it's basically what you're hearing is the combination of two different people's artistry, really. And that's why it's got that unique sound.
The music is it originally created like on synthesizers, or are you starting it all on analog instruments and then translating that?
Well, if you mean like the chords and the melodies and things like that, then that will be Alexis with a piano or a guitar, or just much more straightforward kind of back to basics way of coming up with a set of chords or lyrics. And whereas Joe tends to be more inspired by creating sounds and combining different electronic sounds, you know, more like sort of slightly more modern in that way of kind of creating music through just trial and error, I suppose.
Do you feel like with the albums that you all have created that you can look at them and actually see kind of a personal progression as far as the band, as far as growth from who you were as people when you started to where you are now in your lives?
Yeah, I think definitely. I mean, for me, it's kind of I can kind of see it slightly more from the outside, I suppose. So I kind of am obviously very closely connected to the band, but I see it more as a progression with Joe and Alexis in their own lives, and you know, the albums kind of reflect the way that they've grown up and the way that their lives is to some extent. I mean, they're both married, they've both got kids, they've both got houses that they own, and you know, and that's a long way from where we started off when we just finished college and we were basically just kind of messing about to a certain extent.
I've known for a won't tolerate. You are my love life. So why can't I be bright like my lover's light?